Chapter 4, Text number 3. So, as of yesterday, same thing. So, I'll recite myself. Yavarshata. You can repeat after me word to word translation. Yasya, of whom he purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhadev. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatvarsh. At that time, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and smiled a little. Then, by his own prowess, through Yoga Maya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajnab. Please repeat after me. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very, we find the word Bhagavan used twice in this verse. Both King Indra and Rishabhadev, the incarnation of Supreme Lord, are described as Bhagavan. Sometimes Narada and Lord Brahma are also addressed as Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan means that one is a very opulent and powerful person like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada or Indra. They are all addressed as Bhagavan due to their extraordinary opulence. King Rishabhadev is an incarnation of Supreme Lord, and therefore he was the original Bhagavan. Consequently, he is described herein as Yogeshwar, which indicates that he has the most powerful spiritual potency. He is not dependent on King Indra for water. He can supply water himself, and he did so in this case. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Yajna Bhavanti Parjanyo. Due to the performance of Yajna, cloud of water are manifest in the sky. Clouds and rainfall are under the management of Indra, the heavenly king. But when Indra is neglectful, the Supreme Lord himself, who is also known as Yajna or Yajnapati, takes the task upon himself. Consequently, there was sufficient rainfall in the place named Ajnab. When Yajnapati wants to, he can do anything without the help of any subordinate. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is known as Almighty. In the present age of Kali, there will eventually be a great scarcity of water, anavrsti, for the general populace. Due to ignorance and scarcity of yajna ingredients, will neglect to perform yajna. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore advises yajna sankirtan prior yajantahi sumedasa. After all, yajna is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age of Kali, there is great scarcity and ignorance. Nonetheless, everyone can perform Sankirtan Yajna. Every family in every society can conduct Sankirtan Yajna at least every evening. In this way, there will be no disturbance or scarcity of rain. It is essential for the people in this age to perform the Sankirtan Yajna. In order to be materially happy and to advance spiritually. Om Ajnane Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam. Feeling a little ashamed to speak in front of so many exalted personalities here in the temple audience. But whatever, Lord and Srila Prabhupada would like to speak through me, I'll humbly present that understanding. So here, very clearly stated that King Indra becomes envious of Lord Rishabhadev. Spardhamano, envious. Sparda, Spardhamano. Sparda means competition. This material world, in this material world, Sparda, competition, is very much pervading. Everybody is competing. And why they compete? Just to enjoy this material world, sense gratification, in subtle and gross form. Indra has a position. He doesn't have to do any spardha, competition. But just to protect his own position as a king of heaven, he becomes envious to many other great personalities, thinking that they might take his post. Anybody performs yajnas repeatedly, he becomes envious of that person, because Satakratu, his name is Satakratu, that anybody who performs yajna 100 times, asvamedh yajna, 100 times, he becomes King Indra automatically. We have seen in many cases, Prithviraj performed yajna, he became envious. Here, Rishabhadev father also performs yajna to have Supreme Personality of Godhead as his own son, and he becomes envious of Rishabhadev. So this envy comes from spardha, competition. And competition for what? For sense gratification. So this envy has to be given up in order to become totally immerse ourselves into spiritual consciousness. Prabhupada says that Srila Prabhupada comments that a devotee does not exactly give up the five material qualities but engages in them as described here in Lord Krishna's service. Any matsarya, however, must be completely given up. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad and matsarya, these are our eternal innermost enemy in our heart. So we can engage all these different enemies into serving Krishna. But however, this envy must be given up. We cannot engage envy, matsarya, in Krishna's service. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Kama Krishna Karma Arpane Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. We can engage lust in giving up our fruits of our action for Lord Krishna, offering our fruits of action to Krishna. We can give up our lust and lobe, krodh, bhakta dveshi gane. If somebody is envious or dveshi, if somebody is envious or of Lord and his devotees, then we could exhibit our krodha just in case of Hanuman and Arjuna. They doubted their propensity of krodha in serving the Lord. And same thing with devotees. If somebody is unnecessarily harassing or criticizing devotees, we could become angry on opponent. It is a proper use of our enemies called krodha. And lobha sadhu sangi hari katha. We can engage our greedy propensities in hearing. We should be greedy of hearing transcendental subject matter about devotees and Lord. Lobha sadhu sangi hari katha. And hari katha must be heard in association with devotees. Bhagavata parogiya bhagavata sthane, that bhagavat katha must be heard in assembly of exalted Vaishnavas. So that is how we can engage our greediness. Moha ista labebina. Moha. Moha means illusion. So when can I attain Krishna? We can engage this moha in this way. Moha means illusion, and illusory propensities can be engaged like Sad Goswami's. He Radhe Vrajadevike Chalalite Hey Nanda Sumokutaha, where are you? Hey Krishna, hey Radharani, hey Lalita, hey Vishakha, where are you? Kaha ho? Prajadevichya Lalite, Govardhan Padapatale, Kalindi Vane Kutaha, Goshantaiti, Sarvato Vrajapure, Kedar, Mahavivalo, Mahavivalta, in eagerness, in attaining Krishna, they were always mad, like madden elephant, looking for Krishna and Radharani everywhere throughout Vraj. So that is how we can give up our moha. Moha means to think that we are this body and to become attached to the body and to become attached to the bodily expansion. This is moha. But we can doubt all this moha in Krishna's service by saying, Krishna Tavasmi, my dear Lord, I am yours. I am a devotee of Krishna. This kind of moha is, I am. Who am I? I am a servant of Krishna. So this is how we can doubt all moha. And Mada Krishna Guna Gaane, Matsarya. So Mad, when we have seen this kirtan just a minute ago, everybody was like a maddened elephant, as if they are intoxicated, dancing and chanting transcendental holy name. Mother, Krishna Guna Kene, Nijitta Karibo Yatha Jatha. I will engage these propensities in this way, in Krishna's service, Narottam Das Thakur says. But in the note, it is stated that envy, however, must be given up. So this envious mentality must be given up, the material envy. Actually, what envy is material. Because that is how we came here. We became envious of Krishna. Icha Dvesha. Icha and Dvesha. That very Dvesha put us into this prison house, material world. It is due to the envious nature. Krishna, why you are only God? I am also God. Ishwaraham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan sukhi. I am also Ishwara. So in spiritual world there is only one Ishwara. There is no competitor there. Lord's competitor. So that dvesh, icha and dvesh brings us here in material. Of course, many of you or many of Krishna's devotees, they don't come due to icha and dvesh in the material world or in any condition. They are eternal liberated soul, nitya siddha. But most of the people in material world, most of the people, they wind up in material world only due to this reason, Icha Dvesh. So this Dvesh must be given up. Puranic story is there to state a little example that Narada Muni, he went to express his feelings, saying that I am the best player of Veena. I am nobody's parallel to me. Even Tumru, he said. Tumru is a Gandharva. Narad Muni also classified sometimes as a Gandharva. So, Tumru Gandharva was the best Veena player. So he said to Narayan, I am the better Veena player than Tumru. And Lord Narayan did not like it. So he says, this is envy, and the only way you can be accepted by me back into the way you are is that you should go and learn this art of playing Veena from Tumru. And then both of you come and play in front of me, and then I'll see at that time. So Narad Muni did the same thing. He went to Tumru and he learned the art, and then both of them, they go back to Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan, they play very nicely, both of them. And Lord Narayan said to Narad Muni, yes, now you are the best player. So Lord doesn't like this kind of envious thing amongst the devotees also, that I am better devotee. No, Radharani always says, my dear Lord, here this devotee is better than me. Please accept her or his service. Same thing with Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur. They always push other devotees ahead of them to serve Lord or to be with the Lord. So this matsari must be given up. Nir matsaro pujito. Sadh Goswamis were non-envious of anybody and anybody. Ruffians, non-envious. Dhira dhira jana priya priya karo. Nir matsaro pujito. Nirmatsarta. Nirmatsarta means we should be so simple hearted. Very simple hearted. Amani namani dena kirtaniya sadhari. Now if we are always giving respect to others and never expect any respect from anybody, where is the question of becoming envious? And on top, Lord Chaitanya says, Trinadapi Sunichena. We are lower than a straw on the street and more tolerant than a tree. Under such a humble state of mind, if your heart is such a simple heart, then there cannot be envy in the heart. But the crooked heart will have nothing but envy. Heart should be like a saumya, makkhan jaisa. It should be like a butter. Heart should be like a butter, not like a iron. Steel hearted. Simple, like small little child, very simple hearted. A child cannot become envious of anybody, because he is not competing, first thing. And very simple heart. So this envy should be given up, no matter what. Otherwise, you cannot enter into spiritual world. We cannot enter. Ichha dvesh. So Prabhupada says in this purport that where Bhagavan is used twice in this verse for Lord Indra and Lord Rishabhadev. So sometimes if somebody is very opulent, powerful, the word Bhagavan is used for like Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, Brahma, Indra, Vagira, etc. But we have seen here that Lord Rishabhadev is the original personality of Godhead. Why? Because all the bodily features and his beauty, everything is according to scriptures, describe what Lord should possess, transcendental beauty. Rishabhadev, when he used to pass stool, miles, his stool was permeating nice fragrance, nice smell. So that is Lord. Prabhupada also one time, maybe, I don't know. But he said, if you are a god, then let me see your stool is having a nice fragrance. So this is Lord Rishabhadev. Bhagavan. And Indra is trying to compete with Bhagavan. So Indra is in charge of rain, parjanya. Yagna bhavati parjanya. Yagna karma samudbhava. So he's in charge of parjanya, rain. And he made this mistake second time. Actually, maybe first time, then second time with Lord Krishna. I don't know, one or another. He tried to stop rain in Lord Rishabhadev's kingdom. And Lord Rishabhadev, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his internal potency, he sour water in his kingdom. And we have seen the same case, Lord Indra becomes, envious at Lord Krishna. That he is an ordinary child and he is possessing some power, and when Nanda Maharaj he stopped Yajna to Indra, then Indra became very much disturbed, and he poured water, unlimited water in Raj. And Lord Krishna, he lifted Govardhan Hill on his left hand finger, baby finger, just to prove that Indra is subordinate to me. All demigods are subordinate to me. Same thing Rishabhadev is saying. Supreme Personality of Godhead is not dependent on anybody. He is subordinate. Prabhupada says here in purport that Lord is not dependent on subordinate. He can do anything without the help of any subordinate. So that is Krishna's position. But a living entity like Indra and others, they become envious of Krishna. So Lord teaches them lesson. And then Prabhupada goes on to say how in the age of Kali Yuga, the yajna performance will be next to the nil, because there will be scarcity of grains, cow, ghee, and so many ingredients that is needed for performing yajna. So Prabhupada says that in Kali Yuga we should perform Sankirtan yajna. He quotes Yajna Sankirtan prior Yajanta Samedasaha. Krishna Varanam Tishan Krishna Sangopangasta Parsadam Yajna Sankirtan prior Ajanta Sumedasha. Sumedasha, Sumedha. Those who have sharp intelligence. Those class of people will worship the Lord mainly through Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna is Sankirtan prior. Prior means mainly. They will worship the Lord through Sankirtan Yajna. So this Sankirtan Yajna is a prime benediction for humanity at large, for this day and age. Golokero prema dhana harinama sankirtan ratina janmilu kenita. So, this harinama sankirtan is the treasure of Golok Vrindavan. And that very holy name has descended from Golok Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur says for people of Kali Yuga, the Ratina Janmilu Kenitai, that my attraction, my affection is not there for the holy name. Ratina Janmilu Kenitai. Samsara Visha Anale Divanisi Hiyajale. Sansar, this material existence, blazing fire of material existence. Sansara Visha Anale. Divanishiya Jale. Day and night my heart is burning in this material existence. And I don't see any way how I can get out of it. Divanishiya Jale. Jurayitya Nakan Upai. I don't see any way out of this material existence. Dino hima yatha chilo hari name uddharilo tara sakshi jagai mudai. This holy name is so powerful that it has delivered the miscreant demoniac people like jagai mudai. Dinahina yata chilo harinama uddharik tara sakshi jagai madai. Nanda suta vrishabhanu suta juta karuna karo ei bar narottama dasa koi na theliye rang pai tumu bina kya che umar. Hey Krishna, hey Radharani, please don't kick me from your lotus feet. Not Helio. Please don't kick me. Not Helio Rangapai from your divine lotus feet. Why? Because there is nobody in material world except you. There is nobody of mine in this material world who is mine. So please, give me the shelter of the holy name. So this holy name, when it enters our ears, it purifies our ears. Rupa Goswami says that I am desiring millions and millions of ears. Why? Because I can hear the holy name. And when that holy name enters into my heart becomes jubilant, over-jubilant. So this Sankirtan Yajna is a prime benediction. Prabhupada translates prime benediction for humanity at large. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So Prabhupada goes on to say in a purport that every nook and corner of the world, at least in the evening, this Harinam Sankirtan must be performed. At least, if not more, but at least in the evening. Of course, Lord Chaitanya advises that Kirtaniya Sadahari. Krishna also advises, Satatam Kirtayantu Maam Yatam Tascha Dravrataha Namasyantascha Maam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upashate. Nitya Yukta Satatam Kirtayantu Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that's a process. Always chanting and hearing congregationally the holy name. So he says, at least in the evening, the populace at large must do Harinam Sankirtan, which is Sankirtan Yajna. And through that Sankirtan Yajna, we can have profuse rain that is needed. Otherwise, Duskal, Prabhupada says, anavrusti. Anavrusti, ativrusti. Ativrusti means over pouring of rain. And anavrusti means no rain. So, yajna bhavati parjanyo, yajna karma samudhava. So this yajna will provide rain, necessary rain. So this is very necessary. Anna bhavati bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava. So anna bhavati bhutani, we need anna. And anna cannot be produced. Grains cannot be produced in factories, Prabhupada says. It can be only produced through rain. And rain is produced from yajna. Yajna is produced from action. Karma. Yajna karma samudbhava. So this is a cycle that Krishna has created. And anybody breaks this cycle becomes thief. Krishna says, tena evahi. And he says, he's thief and he's mahapapi. He's the greatest, grossest sinful. Yagnasista sinna santo munchate sarvakil visahi bhujantete agham papa e pachanta atma kayanat. Those who cooks for themselves, for their belly, for their taste, they are invariably eating sins. But those who eat the remnants of the foodstuff that is remnants of the yajna, they can be relieved from all sinful activity, sinful reaction. Agham papa, gaur papi, and stena, chor. So this is a cycle that Krishna has given us, yajna, and then rain, and rain then grain, and grain then karma, karma then yajna, yajna, rain, grain, like that. That's a cycle. So we must perform Sankirtan Yajna. That's the prime meditation. Sankirtan Yajna purifies our heart, cannot be envy in the heart. Sankirtan cleanses the heart. Cheta darpan marjanam bhava mahadavagna nirvapanam sriyakairava chandrika vitinam vidyavadu jivanam anandam madivardhanam pratipadam puna mritaswadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories unto Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Why? Because it cleanses the heart and enables us to get rid of this envious mentality. And by giving up this envy, we can enter Vishante Tadantaram. We can enter into the spiritual world. So this is a process that we have to soften our heart and get rid of all these malicious, sinful reactions and go back to home, back to Godhead. That is needed. Rest is unwanted. We should give it up. We should throw it away, just like a garbage. Nobody holds on to garbage. These are all garbages. Must be given up. Enviousness must be given up. So, stop here. 1 minute left. Any comment, question? Any sankha, samadhan? So, thank you very much. I'll read the translation and then we can have Sarira Vidya Jao. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhadev. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatvarsh. At that time, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and smiled a little. Then, by his own prose, through Yoga Maya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajanayap. King Rishabhadev ki, Sri Sirada, Radha, Kapanaji ki.